Prayer to Help Your Kids Love God's Word by Dr. David Jeremiah. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Our biggest failures as parents can become the greatest opportunities to illustrate genuine faith to our kids. When we admit our wrongs and allow our kids to see our humanity, to see how we mess up just like anyone else, it catches their attention. It allows us to set a biblical example of humility, love, and forgiveness for them to follow. My own dad taught me how to admit my mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and have the humility to reveal my human weaknesses to my kids. His willingness to admit his wrongs impressed me when I was young. I realized he had faults just like me, and he let me see him seeking God and praying through those weaknesses. It impacted me for life. Deuteronomy 6:6-9 offers a roadmap for how we are to live out our faith in front of our children. What we believe must make its way into our daily attitudes, conversations, and routines. We can teach our kids what the Bible says, but if we want them to live according to its truth, we need to live it. If we want our kids to have a growing faith and love God's word, we need to demonstrate its importance in our lives. A do as I say, not as I do approach to parenting will fall flat. We can't fake it as parents. If we don't model a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ, there's little chance our children will grow up to possess what we lack. Even if we didn't get it right when our kids were young, we can start now. How? Begin by seeking the Lord today. Read His Word daily. Connect with your church. Make God's Word a necessary part of your daily life, and watch Him renew a hunger and thirst for Him today. Allow your kids to be part of that process. Allow them to see the importance and joy of God's Word in your life. By the grace of God, may they learn to lean on God and develop a growing love for Him and His Word. Lord, help me embrace Your Word, but most of all, help me to live it. Help me be the kind of parent who will inspire my children to please You, because that's what they see being lived out in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.